Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns, the first Old Time Radio Daily Western podcast that brings you a show from the 1930s through the 1960s. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today is January 12, 2010. This episode is brought to you by Blockbuster Total Access, the convenient, flexible way to rent DVDs online with over 80,000 titles to choose from. Just go to otrwesterns.com/movies. Again, that's otrwesterns.com/movies. Today's episode is The Cisco Kid. Original air date is January 8th, 1953, and the title is Cisco Meets the Patchy Kid. Now, I do want to warn you that the audio is a little crackly, and there's not much I could do about that, so I do apologize. And let's get into it.
Here's adventure. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, follow.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid. One of the most diabolical killers the Old Southwest ever knew was the Mescalero renegade Indian, the Apache Kid. So vicious, so cruel, so deadly was the Apache Kid that, save for one or two associates, even the worst bad men in the territory gave him a wide berth. As our story opens, Cisco and Pancho are sitting in the office of the United States Territorial Marshal. The Marshal is saying,
"That's the story, Cisco. I know you've come up against a lot of killers in your time, but you never dealt with anybody like the Apache Kid."
"What you say, we never have, Senor Marshal."
"Pancho thinks you sound like a real bad hombre."
"He's more than just bad, Pancho. He's a devil. He don't only kill his victims, he tortures them first. Well, how about it? Want to go out after him?"
"Si, senor. Pancho and I will do our best for you."
"Your best is mighty good, Cisco, but remember this. The Apache Kid has eluded all kinds of posses and army details for some years. Oh, he's been captured 3 times. That's when he was younger and more careless. But each time he got away. Since then, even such army scouts as Walpie Clark haven't been able to run him down."
"Senor Clark? Oh, he's one of our best friends. Is he around here?"
"He sure is. Fact is, he's the man that recommended you and Pancho to me, Cisco. Said if anybody could track down the Apache Kid, you two could.
We will try to justify his fate."
"Cisco catch the Apache Kid. Cisco catch anything."
"Oh, now, Pancho."
"But you do."
"I understand he can, Pancho. Also, I understand he gets plenty of good help from you."
"That is very true, senor."
"Oh, gracias, gracias."
"Walpie wants to see you before you leave. Now, here's a map of the country the kid hangs out in. As you can see, it's rocky, mountain country. Mighty hard to get into. Mighty hard to run a trail in."
"I will take this map, if I may."
"Sure, take it along. One last word, Cisco. If you meet up with a kid, don't fool around with him for a second. If he makes one false move, shoot to kill."
"I do not see Senor Clark around here, Pancho."
"Pancho, not see him neither. Oh, Cisco, look, look. Over there by the freighter wagon.
Oh, see, there he is. Come, Pancho."
Cisco.
"Senor Clark. Oh, we're glad to see you again."
"Well, it sure goes to me, too, Cisco. And Pancho, you old rascal."
See, Pancho, old rascal. Pancho, a good rascal."
"No doubt about it, Pancho." "Say, I want you both to meet my sister and her husband. Eula, George."
"Yes, we'll be right there."
"They're packing some things in the wagon. They're driving west in a couple of days." "Well, did you talk with the marshal?"
"We did, senor. We are starting out at once."
"Good. If you can get that renegade, Cisco, anything I own is yours. Maybe you don't know this, but the Apache Kid got my partner, Bill Deal, a while back."
"No, I did not know that, senor.
And the way he got Bill wasn't nice. He's sworn to get me, too. Well, maybe he'll have his chance. I'm taking out an army detail today, but I don't expect to have any luck running down the kid, because the lieutenant in command's got too many tracking ideas of his own.
We have no one in command of us, so we will not be hampered, Senor Clark. One thing I have noticed, and that is the hatred everyone has for this Apache kid.
Why wouldn't we hate him? He's a fiend, Cisco. Oh, here they come.
Yes, Wapa?
Make you acquainted with my sister, Mrs. Mercer. Cisco, Pancho.
Senor, glad to know you.
It's my brother-in-law, George Mercer.
Senor,
you are strangers in these countries, senora?
Yes, we are, huh? We're just passing through, Cisco.
We're on our way to California.
Oh. That's the reason I wanted to see you, Cisco. They're starting out again day after tomorrow. I'm wondering if you and Pancho would ride escort with them through the kid's territory.
Oh, we will consider it an honor, Senor Clark.
Is he the marshal, not mine, eh, Cisco?
I'm sure he would want us to help wherever we can, Pancho.
I'd go myself, but of course I'm pretty much subject to army orders, and there's no telling where I'll be.
Do not give it another thought, Senor. Pancho and I will be at this spot day after tomorrow early in the morning.
Oh, you're very kind, Cisco.
The pleasure is ours, Senora. Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista.
Goodbye.
I'll walk over to your horses with you, Cisco.
There. Now I feel better.
We don't need any escort, Bill. That's all poppycock.
Oh, but George, Walpie ought to know. He says that horrible Apache kid makes a specialty of attacking freighters.
I say it's all poppycock. These Western bad men are overrated. Besides, I won't be obligated to strangers. Don't tell Walpie, but we're starting out today. As soon as he leaves.
Oh, for my goodness sake. Whew. He's awful hot, Cisco.
See, we're very close to the border, Pancho.
That hombre, the Apache kid, must be a desert rat to live in a country like this.
See, where does the trail go from here? Well, let's see, Pancho. The horse's hair caught in the brush back there is the last sign.
There's no brush from here on, Cisco.
See, there's not, amigo. Ah, here's something.
What?
This trail looks as if it had been brushed, Pancho. As if a great broom had swept it.
Pancho don't understand this.
It is the white, Chico. Wait. Look over there in the brush, Pancho.
Wait.
Tell me if those are fresh cuts on those branches.
Cuts fresh, Cisco. They're made with a sharp knife.
And that is the answer. He cut that brush and tied it to a rope to drag behind his horse and so wipe out the trail.
Oh, now, Pancho, see? The sweeping go up that way, Cisco.
See, and that is the way we will go, Pancho. On foot.
But, Cisco, we climb up there on feet.
See?
On a hot day like this, Pancho roast.
You can stand it, amigo. Besides, I think we are very close to the camp of the Apache kid.
Mm-hmm.
Come, follow me and make no noise.
No.
Stay right here until we look over at the camp.
Aren't you hear something, Cisco?
I don't know what it is. Come. We'll creep forward a few more feet.
Santo, look, Cisco. A squaw. She hobble like a horse.
See, and her hands are tied behind her back.
We untie her, Cisco.
Quieto, Pancho, quieto. This may be a trap. Throw a stone over by that plateau and we will see if there's any shooting at it.
See, Pancho, throw the stone. There's no shooting, Cisco.
I think he's not here at the camp. Pancho, you stay here just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Draw the guns and use them if necessary. I will go on and tie the Indian woman.
Cisco, be careful. Pancho, not to anything happen to Cisco.
I will be very careful, amigo.
Pancho, stay here.
This is very cruel. Do not be afraid. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm going to untie you. My dummy, it's a wonder you are still alive. And these ropes so tight. Now save time and cut them. There, it'll be better for you. I'll sit down here and you'll get back your strength. You are squaw of Apache Kid?
Me, squaw.
Where is Apache Kid?
Me, not tell.
He will not kill you if you tell. We will make sure he does not.
He kill. Give water.
Si. Pancho.
Si, Cisco.
Bring the canteen.
Pancho, bring. Here you are, Cisco.
Gracias, amigo. Here, drink this.
She say where the Apache kid is, Cisco?
No, that's it.
Okay, then.
Yeah. Drink more of the water if you wish. That hombre would do this to his squaw. What would he do to someone he hates?
Pancho, I'd like that hombre.
There. The water will make you feel better. You go back to a reservation?
Squaw want to go back.
Then I would. There's a pony up there. Pancho, get the pony and bring him here.
See?
Apache tell squaw stay. Apache kill.
You have friends, family at the reservation?
Squaw want to go back.
And that is the thing for you to do. Come. Tell me, where is the Apache kid? I am your friend. Where is Apache kid?
Squaw not tell.
Apache kid ride that way?
No.
That way? Or that way?
No.
And you must have ridden that way.
Squaw not tell.
You have told me. He rode to the south.
Here the pony, Cisco.
Ah, see. I'll ride this pony back to reservation.
Apache kill.
He will kill you if you stay here as he's killed other Indian women. Come, get on that pony and go.
Me go. You good man.
Go.
Pancho, think that a terrible thing, Cisco.
See, I do too, Pancho. Oh. Senor Clark knew what he was talking about when he called the Apache kid a fiend.
Oh, a fiend.
We must not waste a moment, Pancho.
Where do we go now?
We will ride to the south.
Huh?
That is the route of the freighter wagons. I do not know of any that are going through today, but there may be one. Come, Pancho.
Hey, see, Bueller? There wasn't any danger.
Well, we're not through the territory yet, George.
Almost through. As soon as we get through that draw just ahead, we will be.
Well, I guess it was all right, but I've been frightened every bit of the way.
I tell you, there's nothing to be scared of.
George, I thought I saw that bush move just above the draw.
I couldn't move. There's no wind.
It did move. I saw it. George, wait. Stop here.
Oh, you just got the jumps, Bueller.
Oh, heavens! Look! Look! Oh, George, you're shot. You had your kid.
Please, now. White squaw, die.
No, 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 please.
You devil. That kid helped man die. Slow.
Pancho, I think we're getting nearer the trailer, or Chisco.
Si, Pancho. We're on the next bend of the trail, and we should be inside of it.
The Apache kid ride this way, no?
Si, an hour or so ago, I would say.
Uh-huh.
But according to Senor Clark, the Apache kid never rides back along the same trail.
Yeah.
So, Pancho. Huh? Pancho, that trailer. He's on fire.
Shut him. Chisco, look like the wagon is saying a mercy.
I'm afraid it is, Pancho.
Huh?
Si, I can tell from the markings. Oh, there. Ho,
ho, ho, ho, ho, ho.
Pancho, pick up. Look in the wagon. See if they're alive.
See, si,
no,
si.
No. Wait. Margaret Amir, over here on the side.
They're both dead, Cisco.
Say, si. Senor was tortured. Why did they start out today?
Pancho not know this, Cisco.
Neither do I. Neither probably did that blood-crazy Apache. He just rode down to see if any freighters were coming through. Pancho, we are going to get this Apache kid if it is the last thing we do on this earth.
Cisco does not realize just how big a job he has on his hands. In just a moment, we'll continue our exciting story of the Cisco Kid.
With Blockbuster Total Access, it gives you the convenience of renting movies online with the choice of how you rent them. Send them back by mail or exchange them with new movies or discounted game rentals at participating Blockbuster stores. This is what you get by using otrwesterns.com/movies. The first month is only $9.99. That's a $10 savings from the regular price of $19.99. Three DVDs at a time with up to 5 in-store exchanges per month. Rent online from over 80,000 titles with no due dates or late fees. Shipping is included. Just go to otrwesterns.com/movies. Again, that's otrwesterns.com/movies.
And now, back to our story of the Cisco Kid. Found his friends, the Mercers, lying dead after being tortured by the notorious and diabolical Apache Kid. He swore to get the Apaches. Now, he and the faithful Pancho are riding away from the scene of the murder.
Pancho hates to think of telling Senor Clark about this, Cisco.
See, amigo, his sister and his brother-in-law. Oh, he's very sad.
See. Now we'll be right, Cisco.
I have a plan, amigo. I think it might work. When the Apache Kid gets back to his camp and finds his squaw missing, he will no doubt take the trail and follow them.
See?
So, instead of going back to his camp, we will cut across country and come in on the trail she would take riding back to the reservation.
That's a good idea, Cisco.
We'll find a place where the rocks rise high on both sides of a narrow trail, and there we will wait.
The marshal said to shoot him down on sight, Cisco.
We will not do that, Pancho.
No?
Never yet have we shot down a man who cannot defend himself.
Never yet.
But I think if I can get these hands on him, the Apache Kid will receive some rough treatment. Now, up there we
go. Go now, go, go.
Our horses.
See, it's a good place.
You take the horses over there, Pancho.
See. Come, Lobo. Diablo, come now. Come with Pancho.
I've been through here but recently. Tracks of the Indian pony, I would say. See, but no other tracks. So the Apache has not got this far as yet.
You climb to the top of the rock, Cisco?
See, we better get up there, Pancho. I'll give you a lift first, and then you reach down your hand to help me.
Yes?
All right, now. Up you go. Come on.
Cisco, here. My hand. Now.
See, you come. Gracias. Now, when the Apache comes along, Pancho, I will drop down upon him from these rocks.
He didn't. Pancho dropped too.
No, Pancho.
No, I didn't drop.
Sometimes too many cooks spoil the broth, you know.
Spoil what broth? Pancho not see or smell any broth.
Oh, that's just a figure of speech, Chico.
Pancho likes some broth right now.
You stand by with your guns in case he gets away from you.
Little broth, all right.
Quieto, huh? Listen, someone comes now.
There he is, Cisco. Is that the Apache Kid?
From the description, I would say it is.
Si.
That is the Apache Kid I know. Now,
shh. Get away, wait. Cisco, make sure of him.
Now.
But you will kill nothing.
It's a knife. Look out, Cisco.
I see it. Drop that knife. Drop it. Now we will see.
Good, Cisco. He go down.
Now, Pancho, the rope.
Please, Pancho, help.
Tie his hands behind his back. Take no chances, Pancho.
No chances.
Tie this coyote until he can barely move.
Taxi, no fight now.
You are right, you will not.
Where did Clark bring you to this country? Apache find Clark for this.
All you are going to find is a prison.
The Apache get way. No prison hold Apache.
You will see about that. Come, Pancho, let us get these hombres to the marshal as quickly as possible. If we do not, I may do something I will be sorry for the rest of my life.
Cisco.
Yes, Senor Marshal. Pancho and I had good luck today.
Oh, you sure did. Dressed him up like a turkey, too.
Hey, Mike. You and Sam come over here.
Hey, look. You're catching kid.
Mike, lock him up and put a double guard over him.
All right, Marshal.
That's no breathe. Rope too tight.
That rope is not too tight. I made sure of that.
That's a joke.
You say tricks, Senor Marshal?
They do look kind of tight, though. Loosen them up a bit, boys. You take them over.
Come on, you.
That's a joke.
That rope is not around his neck. It's just around his body. I'd advise you not to let your men loosen that rope.
Yeah, come on to the office, Cisco. You too, Pancho.
Yes, yes.
I want to make this right with both of you.
Gracias, senor, but we will take nothing. It's enough to help to rid the country of one like him.
Shut up, Sam. Drop your gun.
Hey, what happened, Cisco?
I was afraid of that. Come, Pancho.
There he goes.
Oh, he is getting away.
He jumped, Sam, and got his gun. Looks like Sam's done for.
Cabo.
Logo.
We will try again, Marshal, and this time we will make sure.
Pancho think that the Apache must be a ghost, Cisco. He just what do you call it?
Disappear, amigo.
See, he did it. We not find him.
Next time, perhaps they will not loosen the ropes that bind him.
They keep trying to find him, Cisco, no?
No, no use, Pancho. No? Boy, now he is high in those mountains.
Yeah, it's dark, too, Pancho, no. You go back to the marshal?
No, we will not do that either.
Not that either.
We have food enough with us for the night and morning. We will camp out.
Food? Pancho want to get out the food.
Pancho, I have an idea. We could go to the camp of Senor Clark.
Yes, si, yes. Si. Those soldados we meet, Cisco, they say Senor Clark not now hunting for the Apache near his camp. They say his camp just over the top of the mountains.
Si, so they did, Pancho. That is good remembering.
Pancho remember, Cisco. Aren't you a good rascal?
Very good rascal, amigo.
Gracias.
But that gives me a thought. Does the Apache kid know what Senor Clark's camp is? Yeah,
let me see. The Pancho not know this. We find the Apache, we ask him if he know.
We find the Apache, we will not need to ask him anything. But you remember, he said Senor Clark got us to come here.
See, he swear he gets Senor Clark for bringing us here.
We will not make that, Pancho. We must find Senor Clark before the Apache kid finds him. Come.
What's the matter, Six Gun? You like being up here in camp, is that it? So do I. Well, we'll stay here for a night, then mosey along. Maybe tomorrow we can pick up the Apache's trail. Easy on the barking there, Six Gun. Might be people around here that don't like us. Well, I guess the first thing we better do is get some water from the spring. Come on. Well, now, what's the matter, Pop? What you looking at? Some up there in the brush. Oh! I'm hit, Six Gun. Got me in the leg. Guess we can make the cabin, though. Good thing these boulders are here. We're getting there. If we could just get inside, make a barricade. Almost there. Oh, this leg. Got me good. Here we are. In, Pop, in. Bandage up this leg. I might have cut an artery. Oh, that devil. When it gets dark, he'll creep up and set fire to the place.
You must be near Senor Clark's camp, Pancho.
Pancho hopes so, Cisco. It's not easy to ride a strange trail in the dark.
No, but the starlight is quite bright, amigo. Hey, wait. What is that?
What?
Is it glow for... Santo, another fire, Pancho.
The camp is in your clock, no?
I do not know. See, this is a camp. Now we can see the outline of the camp. There, there's some shooting. I'm sure that is in your clock's camp, Pancho.
Someone outside shooting
at us. Pancho, that is the Apache kid. Oh, there.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
There he is. Dodging from boulder to boulder.
Si, si.
I understand now, Pancho. Your clock is inside the camp, and the Apache set fire to force the senor to come out. Steady, Diablo. Easy. Stand still.
Cisco, take the shot.
Si, Pancho. Oh, easy.
Cisco, hit him.
I do not know. He has moved back out of sight. But come, we must take a chance on his bullet, Pancho. Senor Clark may be badly hurt. Up, Diablo.
Go, 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 go now.
Good
job. Good
night. Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. Senor Clark. Senor Clark. Are you in there? It is I, Cisco.
I'm here, Cisco. Watch out for that Apache.
We are watching, senor. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Pancho, quickly. We can put out these flames. The fire has not gained too much. Here, take the shovel. Throw out some dirt.
Si, si, Cisco. Pancho, get up more appetite. Quiet,
Cisco. I'm sure glad to see you, Cisco.
You are wounded, senor.
Yeah, but I'll live. Here, take this and beat out the fire.
Si, si, gracias.
Anyway, I figure I hit that Apache. Just before you got here, I fired out the window. He went down. I know he got right up again, but he's hit. And I hope he's hit bad.
Let's find that out tomorrow, senor. Right now, we must get this fire out and attend to that wound. Pancho and I are very sorry, senor. We had but known your sister and her husband were going to start out when they did.
Well, I didn't know it either, Cisco. But George was always pretty pig-headed about things like that. I'm much obliged to you for offering to ride escort with him anyway. Blast this leg.
Oh, perhaps you should not be riding, senor.
I've been hit worse than this and kept going. I want to find out where this blood trail of the Apache ends. Keep your guns ready.
Pancho, I think he's the toughest hombre Pancho ever see. That trail go for a long way now. He lose much blood.
Sure he has. Cannot go much farther. Not if he is human.
Sometimes I think he ain't human, Cisco. There. Look. The trail leads right to the edge of that cliff.
Oh, that
oh, look. Oh, look.
Either he jumped or fell from the edge of that cliff.
Santo, a long way down. Pancho, I think we'll not find him, no?
No, Pancho, we will not find him. Of that I am sure.
I doubt if anybody ever finds him, Cisco. Like the animal he was, when he saw death coming, he crawled off to hide away and meet it there. Boys, I figure that's the end of the Apache Kid.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Why everybody ride horseback?
Why do they ride horseback?
Si.
Oh, there are several reasons, Pancho.
What reasons? What reasons?
Oh, some people ride just to get places.
Yeah, to get places.
Other people ride for pleasure.
Pleasure.
And still, other people ride for exercise.
Why they ride for exercise, people?
Oh, to keep themselves in good shape. Perhaps to take off some weight.
Yes, yes. That's what Pancho is trying to find out. Pancho's big aunt Inez.
What about your big aunt Inez, Pancho?
That's why she rides, Cisco, to take off the weight.
Oh, is that so? I did not know your aunt Inez was overweight.
Oh, si, Cisco. My big aunt Inez weighs 357 pounds.
Oh, well, she is a very large senora.
Oh, very large senora.
Well, tell me, Pancho, did she take off weight by riding?
Si, Cisco. My big aunt Inez take off 157 pounds by riding.
Oh, come now, Pancho. She could not take that much weight off herself by riding.
She not take it off herself, Cisco.
I do not understand, amigo. She takes off weight, but not off herself?
Si, she not take it off herself, Cisco. She take the weight off the horse.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. To listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jacques Mather. Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. Now, I was thinking, I have enough Lone Rangers that if I continue doing this show with just once a week, it's going to take me 32 years to get to the end of the season, or the end of the series. So, I think I'm going to start rearranging a couple things, so expect that. If you don't want me to shift some schedule stuff around, let me know, podcast@otrwesterns.com. But what it's looking like is Gunsmoke's going to be moving to Sunday. The Lone Ranger second episode will actually be on a Friday, and then the Six Shooter will be on Saturday. So call, you can call me, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Let me know what you think. You can also go to OTRWesterns.com and send me a comment. Let me know what you think. Or, again, send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. But if I go to twice a week, well, then that 32 years will actually be dropped down to 16 years. So at least it's more manageable. That's going to be it. Tomorrow's going to be an episode of Challenge of the Yukon, and I'll see you guys then. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.